money.
Early in the piece, we were sort of left to flounder by ourselves, and when they saw that we were capable of doing something, we got more assistance with, you know, the training side of it. So that's improved over the years.
Marion, Lynn, Trish and Julianne have been coming to the Toowong Rowing Shed before dawn for almost 20 years. This morning, a Young Gun youth team has taken their usual boat as they prepare for a big race. Trish has an Allen key in hand, trying to make their seats fit.
You're upside down, and that's the trouble.
The women learnt long ago, or were told, to be self-sufficient. They get on the water at 4:50 a.m, beating the men in, so they get a glassy, smooth ride.
We do enjoy the environment and the birds, and yeah, we're privileged to be able to do it.
It's just beautiful to be able to enjoy the sunrise, the calm water, get your exercise over and done with, and the coffee after rowing is pretty good too.
Coach Angelina Ellis follows.
Maybe just do that 7/8 slide roll up if we're just biding some time. Maybe go in pairs, just a stern pair to start with. The women who are in this boat right next to us now, they will compete for Toowong at the World Masters.
The team are preparing for what will be a 4-minute sprint over a kilometre. They are honing their technique and planning their tactic, which could claim them the next world title, this time for the over 65s. After an hour and a half on the Brisbane River, it's time to pack up.
We were always told if you want to row the boat and you can't lift it, then you don't row.
2 decades ago, the Toowong Shed was a male-only zone.
I think it was just society at that stage, 20 years. A lot has changed in that time, and I think that women's position in society is a little bit different now to what it was then. And, you know, it's accepted that we do what we can rather than sit in the background and, you know, or in the kitchen.
Marion, when you first started, you know, what did people used to say to you?
Well, it was 20 years ago and it was really a man's sport, rowing, and it was only when the schoolgirls, they started about 20 years ago, and that's when women started to be accepted. But there was one gentleman at the club who used to call us the old boilers.
And then what did you ever say back to him? You're like, I'll get you one day.
Oh, yeah, no, we just laughed, and he was just that sort of fellow. Yeah. He was very sort of stick-in-the-mud, old school. But he's mellowed now, and he's good fun to be around.
A cold shoulder was shown in subtle ways. There was no help offered to carry the old wooden boats, which were often stored out of their reach, nor were there women's dressing rooms. But with the help of a volunteer coach, the women persevered to start claiming titles soon after they started. Between them, they hold 13 golds, and they're not slowing down.
Basically, you know, it will only be health concerns that would ever stop us rowing, I think. Or something dramatic like having to leave Brisbane. But no, I think we'll keep going. We'd like to fall over. If we fall over out of the boat. If we have to die in the boat, would be as good as anywhere.
So what's going to happen in maybe 15 years' time when maybe you're having a bit of struggle carrying those boats? Is there going to be support in this rowing shed if you want to keep on going?
I doubt it.
Bring on the boat boys.
Yes, I think it'd still be the same principle. You have to carry your boat. Maybe people come and help, but we all help each other too.
And so you're not fostering some boat boys at the moment?
the veteran men, they do help if we're struggling. Some of the boats are, as you've seen from their racking position in the shed, some of them are up high and you've got to get steps, and you really need some tall people sometimes to help you get them down or up. So they do oblige. They're very good. They have changed their attitude, but then they want food at functions and stuff, so we still have to bring the plates, unfortunately, at some things.
Do they wash up?
Some do.
Yes, they do, actually. Saturday morning after coffee, the men are in the kitchen, they're taking their turn washing up all the coffee cups.